I want to go to Yonkers, New York, and see if we can link up with David or Dave Sack.
Close enough.
Is it that it? Well, anyway, you know, I understand, you know, that as a lot of, in fact, a lot of Dubliners did, and some say you couldn't blame them, that your ancestors going back a bit hail from Dublin.
That is true.
And they couldn't wait to get out of it. But anyway...
Well, that I'm sure might not be true.
All right. Now, you are the executive director of Yofi Fest. And Yofi Digital Media Art Center is located in Yonkers in New York. First of all, tell us what you do. What is the Media Arts Center? What is the format?
Well, we started out as just a film festival 8 years ago, and we were a three-day event that showed, I think our first year we showed about 45 films from three countries. And it grew, so last year it was 207 films from 18 countries. But we were still only showing it 10 days of the year in November. We had the opportunity to open a theater that we could do programming in year-round so that we could showcase more work and do things outside of the festival, and that became our Digital Media Arts Center, which is in downtown Yonkers, conveniently located near the train station.
Hmm. Now, so the object is... to basically take just tell us what kind of films, what are we most likely to find in your collection, and there's a lot of head scratching that goes on to actually pick a variety of films that will hold the attention of you know, a lot of people interested in films or new what.
Well, it is a collection of films that you most likely will not see anywhere else. We show things that are both old and new. We like to focus on the work of emerging filmmakers. We also do classes and lectures and other things like that. But the movies themselves tend to be features or shorts or experimental works. And we've shown music video programs. We've showcased web series. The program we have coming up is showcasing the work of emerging Irish filmmakers, probably things that otherwise wouldn't be seen in the New York area.
Dave, tell us, and particularly for those, myself included, who are not all that familiar about, well, with the Internet, with social media. How does this work? For instance, you have coming up this week from the 15th, I believe, to the 19th, this array of films, Irish films, or films about Ireland that are, as we understand it, on demand. What does that mean? How do we go about it? Is there a schedule?
Well, there is. It's been an interesting spring season for us because, as I spoke before about the theater, we're not using it. We are closed. So all of our programming has moved to online. But it's still very simple. You would, if you go to yofidmac.com, that is yofidmac.com. That stands for the Yofi Digital Media Arts Center. You'll see a schedule of our Irish programming. And it's six different programs. There's five features and then one program of short films. If you look at that and you get a ticket for it, and I put tickets in quote because there's no real ticket anymore because there's no ticket takers because there's no theater, you can watch it anytime you'd like between the 15th and the 19th around your schedule. However, each film will also have a scheduled online question and answer session with the filmmakers, who are all in Ireland right now. So we do it a bit early in the day in New York to accommodate their schedules so we don't keep them up to the middle of the night. And each film you can see when it's listed. You can buy a ticket for an individual film or a pass for the entire series of 10 films. And we don't ask that you get a ticket for each person watching, just for each screen.
Yeah.
So that way you can watch with your whole family for the price of one ticket.
How much are the tickets?
$12.
$12. That seems like a good deal. Now, you mentioned there that the filmmakers are all the filmmakers in Ireland from Ireland?
That is true. That is absolutely correct. And we have a good representation of counties. So it's not all located in one place.
Great. And are these filmmakers then, are they relatively new to films? Are many of the films, are their first run? Are these established, or those who really haven't been discovered, at least on our side of the Atlantic yet?
I would say we have a good mixture of both this year. Some, it is not their first film at all, but as you said, it might be the first time it's being shown here or available to be seen here. Other ones, in the short category, some are students, and it's some beautiful work coming out of the colleges. And they haven't gone on to make a feature film yet, but their shorts are striking.
Yeah, and when you say shorts now, what can we expect?
With the short program, the films tend to be between 15, 20 minutes long, maybe as short as 10 to 20 minutes maybe, on a variety of subjects. A short film is different than a feature film in that often the idea is a little bit smaller and it dives into it and maybe doesn't cover as much. So for those who haven't seen short films, it's a treat.
Yeah. Can you rattle off like a few of the titles of the films?
Absolutely. So we have films that are documentaries that include Biafra, The Forgotten Mission, which is about the Irish effort in Nigeria post-war in the 60s with missionaries to help out. We have a film called Congo, An Irish Affair, about a brigade of Irish soldiers working for the UN who got caught in the middle of having problems with the people they were trying to help in the Congo. We have a documentary called Open Mic Dublin, the movie, which is about the open mic scene in Dublin for the last 25 years and the musicians who's come out of it, the clubs who have supported it, and the people who have promoted it. We have a documentary called The Lost Children of the Carricks about Irish families who left Ireland during the famine to go to Canada and what that odyssey was like for them and their eventual homecoming back from the short films. And we have, finally, a film called The Ring That Tied the Room Together about professional wrestling in Ireland and the Tivoli Theater.
All of it sounds very interesting, and so let's move to now to next weekend and the introduction and the online, which I assume will be live, the online connection with the filmmakers. That sounds, you know, pretty interesting as well.
Well, it should be very good. We've gotten a lot of practice at it this spring by having everything become an online event. So you'll get, when you purchase your ticket, you'll get two things. You get a link you can click on to watch the movie, and again, you can watch it any time between the 15th and the 19th. You can watch as many times as you'd like. Then you'll also get a second link that is specifically to a certain time for a certain conversation with a certain filmmaker. If you buy the pass, you will get all of the links, and if you buy an individual film, you just get the two to watch it and then to be part of the conversation. The conversations will take place on Zoom, which we found is a very good platform, and it has the feeling of being in a small theater or sitting around a table almost or in someone's living room just chatting, which is very nice, and something different than what we would have had if we were doing this in our theater. We have found that by using the Internet, people don't have to come to Yonkers to watch this. They can watch from anywhere in the world and do, which is wonderful. And the filmmakers are more likely to be able to engage with them and be part of the Q&A. When we ran the similar program last year, we didn't have as many filmmakers who were able to attend for scheduling reasons and travel logistics and so forth. But this year, each film is represented, and it's a wonderful thing.
Now, you're doing this, of course, in conjunction with the Aisling Irish Community Centre, the seat of all things Irish in Yonkers there, and also with the support of the Consulate General of Ireland and indeed the Immigrant Support Programme, all of which gives a lot of credence, not that we doubt it without it, but it does give a lot of support from very recognized organizations. I think without without the support of those, it would be indeed very difficult to get the message across. But we are indeed happy to pitch in here. And so information, again, for anybody who would like to, you can get in touch with the Aisling Irish Centre, the Consulate General of Ireland, the Immigrant Support Programme, or can you give us, again, your website, which is very, informative and gives a great gives us great scope of what we can expect, and something relatively new to the Irish community. Okay, Dave?
Absolutely. They can get more information about the films and see trailers for the films and see where the filmmakers are from and get a lot of information if they go to yofidmac.com. So that's yofidmac.com. And all the films are listed right there. You just click on the button for the one you're interested in, and it will tell you all about it. And you could buy tickets there or not, or just browse around. We just appreciate all the support from people like yourself, as well as all those wonderful organizations that you've listed. That it's nice to have this theater and build this connection with people who otherwise wouldn't get to show their work or see this work. And certainly New York is a very diverse place, and we have found that by being in Yonkers and near McLean Avenue and near Woodlawn, we had a large Irish population who was interested in seeing things from home that they might not otherwise see. And we also found we had a large population of non-Irish who were interested in things that were going on there that they wouldn't get a chance to see. So by starting out by putting some films in the larger film festival, when we saw that they were popular, we could then build on that, and now we've come to the point where we have this its own little mini microfest. So we are thrilled to be doing the Irish Cinema Showcase again this year.
Well, thank you, Dave Seck. And sounds interesting and, timely that, in fact, we can and have that experience in bringing the YoFi Irish Cinema, the virtual showcase coming up this week. Dave, good luck to you, and we'll be logging in for you. By the way, just for information for our listeners, you can log on to the website through irishradio.com. Okay, thanks. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.
Thank you. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, usairishradio.com.